Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a coverage episode on Comic Chronicle. And as always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, today, guys, we're covering something near and special to my heart, a series that kind of really got me hooked more and more on comic books and that I loved with a passion when I started coming back in the books. It is a big-ass DC Comics crossover event labeled Forever Evil, and it took place in the early stages of the New 52 stories, well, New 52 relaunch. Now, it did run through September 2013 to May 2014 was the publication date. Now, there was some tie-in series in that. Credit to all them for the artists and writers and whatnot. But the main series will cover Geoff Johns, of course, and David Finch. Beautiful cinematic book is what it was. But we'll go into that later. So, we're going to go into the main synopsis. We'll tell you the guys' synopsis and then go after the characters and whatnot. Because, holy hell, there's a lot of people in this book. At least in this event, there's a lot of people, and it did last a while because, of course, delays of all of these damn things. I don't know why they start them and then do the delays and whatnot. That's one of the cons of this, but we'll go into that later. So, looking at the synopsis here, it is pretty intense, I'm not gonna lie, and a lot of people died in this, and it echoed throughout the books for a while. It was after the Justice League and most of the other heroes were trapped in a prison, which I won't tell you what the prison, it spoils it, and thrown away by the Crime Syndicate, which is an evil version of the JLA from another Earth. And they take charge and release all the villains that were not already free and whatnot. They release them from the prisons and let all the criminals out. And they also shut off the world power. As you can imagine, that's pretty good much fuck things up. So the world belongs to the villains. But they are the leaders of this world as the Crime Syndicate. And so the world comes to ruins and chaos. Thousands of people die. Hundreds of thousands actually died. And yeah, it was bad, and it was bad news. But as you can probably figure, most of the villains are gonna love it. Like, freedom! We're taking control. Like, Gotham City was split up. Central City was torn down to the ground. Metropolis went to shit. God. Yeah, it was rough. The villains in there, which I'll come to in a minute. There was villains, a team of villains that went together. They called themselves the Injustice League. Injustice League. So it was the New 52 version of the Injustice League, as you might be able to tell by now. Fought back against the Crime Syndicate and their fellow villains because they did not want to be controlled, and they saw it as, we do want to control the Earth and get rid of the heroes, but we don't want to be controlled by the Crime Syndicate, who just came out of the blue, and then also have their own intentions. So they really didn't want to fight back against it. But first up, it's going to lead us in the character-wise. So character-wise, we're looking at two teams. Plus also many other villains that pop up. We're looking at the evil version from the Earth 3. The JLA, the Crime Syndicate. We have Ultraman, as you can tell, Superman. Superwoman, which is an evil version of Wonder Woman. We have Owlman, evil version of Batman. Johnny Quick, Flash, Power Rain, evil version of Green Lantern, and Atomica, the Atom, Grid, Cyborg, is old, half-machine self that split from him and became sentient and evil as shit, and then an evil Alfred Pennyworth, and then the Injustice League, the villains turned good, at least temporarily, for that moment, Lex Luthor, Bizarro, Black Adam, Black Manta, Captain Cold, Catwoman, Deathstroke, and of course, the one, the only, Sinestro. So these are the men and women who fought back against them. And as you can probably tell, against the evil Justice League, it's kind of like, holy shoot. It was intense beyond belief. One of those, how is it not a DC animated movie yet? Now, we had plenty of tie-in series for this crossover event too. There was the Justice League tie-ins and whatnot and everything, but there were separate Forever Evil series that did happen as well. A few of them are Forever Evil Argus, which followed Steve Trevor as Argus tried to fight back against the villains and whatnot, and somewhat in Bell Rev. As you can imagine, Bell Rev holds some shit ton of villains, and now they were all released, including everyone in Arkham since, I guess. Which leads us to Forever Evil Arkham War, where Gotham City was split up amongst the top villains. In the different sections, they all controlled their own sections. Yeah, that had to be fun. Forever Evil, Rogues Rebellion. Captain Cold, as you can imagine, him being on the movement to the Injustice League to try to fight for all Earth's freedom again. The Rogues, as more human as you might say they are, and more of the fact of the line of they are actually normal folks just trying, well, sometimes with powers. They don't have the classic villains of like, I'm gonna take over the world, see? sort of thing. They have the mentality of like, we know what's wrong and what's right. And they know what's wrong, what's going on. So, because especially after they order them to tear down their home, Central City. And they weren't really saying why, but then they tried to tear it down. And to kill everyone, tear it all down. While villains did agree to it, they did not. And that sent whole shit ton of mess to them in the form of other villains and that Royal Flush Gang, Man-Bat, Parasite, Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze, Quilla Grodd, for God's sake, so many things. And then we're looking at the end of it, the aftermath in it as well. JLA, the Justice League of America Volume 2, and was a short-lived Justice League of America series, but it made the two volumes at least. Survivors of Evil was that one. Now. Rating. 5 out of 5, and it's a great adult storyline, not one they give the kiddies at all. Even in the tie-in issues series, there was still greatness in those, which you don't get too often. It was still great in those, and it was just great. It's all. It was a great light onto the villains. It showed villains, the new 52 version of the villains, in a new light, and it gave some villains who don't really get out there as much. Like Bizarro, you don't hear that much about Bizarro anymore unless they're making fun of him or in some cartoon or something. But damn, they did a serious tone to these villains, and they made them more interesting than sometimes they usually are. So it was great to see the villains as the good guys for a little bit, and the villains still fighting for evil, but then also for themselves in a way. So that's what I have to say about that. The con on it. It's still a 5 out of 5. The only con I have is, as usual with great event stories like this, there's delays in the main series. Tie-in series always come out, but the main series, delay. Don't know why that is. Like, if you see a big crossover event, you can expect a delay, because there always is fucking one. No. A tie-in series and the main series themselves, if you do want to read this, you can buy them at your local comic book shop or at Barnes & Noble and whatnot. In collected editions, so it does help for you guys and gals at home. If you want to read these, I'd recommend reading the main series, and then if you want to read any of the tie-in series, if those sounded interesting to you, I'd read those ones later. But overall, fantastic storyline and fantastic concept. Many people thought so, but there was always the few of DC who love bashing DC for some unknown fucking reason. Batman v Superman. So, take that as you will, ladies and gentlemen and everyone. And if you want to tell DC, start a petition and movement. If you read the story and you really like it, because a lot of people out there are like, how is this not an animated movie yet? Get them to make an animated movie. We just had a Justice League Dark movie release. As I record this, it was just released a few days ago. And you expect an issue on that sometime soon. But it doesn't make any sense of how some great thing like this, a lot of time and effort went into, and it affected the DC universe so much, it still somewhat is in rebuttal today. So, check it out, guys, as always, and the editions are pretty cheap. It's around $15, $20 in the main series, and I think around $10 or $15 for the tie-in series, because they were kind of short. So check them out, guys. Now, if you want any recommendations on stuff, if you want any questions, concerns, reviews, or anything like that, go ahead, and as always, follow me or tweet it out or message me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. Be happy to say anything, reply anything to you guys, whatever it is. And subscribe for your guys' notifications so you know you can get notified on new coverage episodes and also our weekly comics report with the news. So, as always, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. And subscribe on Podbean or iTunes for that. And that's all I got for you on this Forever Evil storyline event. And stay classy, villains.